into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. So you find something online that you think is interesting, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears in the upcoming stories page, and that is a place where it accumulates, hopefully, enough votes to make it off of the upcoming stories page and make it to the front page of the site, where we are more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, and that's just one of the ways that you can interact with the Free Talk Live community over at freetalklive.com. Of course, they're all completely free. So head over there and enjoy freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here with your calls, your thoughts. Plus, coming up, looks like there's been a court decision that has basically okayed warrantless wiretapping in this country. And we'll give
that's
you
the claim, anyway.
The detail. Wire.com is making the claim. They're a pretty reliable news source, so we can get to that here in a little bit. But we're going to continue with your calls first. Oh, by the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliates. So we've crossed the 110 affiliate threshold. We it took a little while to get from 100 to 110, but we're moving along. We're moving along. And KBJT is now on board. KBJT 1590 in Fordyce. Now, those of you who've paid close attention to the affiliates that we've gotten over the years may have heard Fordyce before. We're actually already on in Fordyce on an FM talk station, but they have a sister station on the AM band. And a certain talk show host named G. Gordon Liddy, who, as you may know, was involved with the Watergate scandal back
many years ago.
He is very old and has decided to retire from doing talk radio, and he went away, which means when people go away in the talk business, program directors need a solution, and Free Talk Live was the solution for KBJT. So welcome aboard to everybody listening to KBJT in Fordyce. We are on every single weeknight there. And in addition to that, I want to also welcome News Talk 1380 WNRI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. It's a very northern portion of the state. Not a very large state, but certainly it's not quite Providence, but north of there. And so welcome to everybody listening in Woonsocket. You guys, if you're in Woonsocket, are going to get Free Talk Live every single night during the middle of the night. We're on from 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. in Woonsocket. You can get details on those stations and the other 109 that we have over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. If we are not yet on your local radio station, you can get details on how to contact your local station at localfact.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Sherry. She's listening in Arizona, considering a move to New Hampshire, and I presume that's as part of the Free State Project, Sherry?
Yes.
Excellent. So
I just wanted to get some information on that and see what makes it such a wonderful state to move to.
Well, I can tell you that we can give you some of those points, but there are 101 of them that I think highly deserve your attention listed over at freestateproject.org. You want to look for the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and they really go over just an incredibly...
I found them very convincing.
Very compelling, very impressive list, and it was the 101 reasons that convinced me to vote for New Hampshire in the very beginning of the Free State Project. A couple years in, after we got to the first 5,000 participants, they had a vote on which state would be the winning state. There were 10 candidate states, and New Hampshire won overwhelmingly, and it was because the people that were in New Hampshire that was sort of advocating for it, for pushing for New Hampshire, did a stellar job of coming up with the 101 reasons. It just blew every other state out of the water.
Now, while I was riding up to Lebanon last night, I heard the statistic on the radio. It's a study that is using 2005 data, and New Hampshire is the most forested of any of the New England states.
Huh.
We have the most trees, folks.
It's a very pretty
per
place.
Capita. It's fantastic.
I can hardly believe that that's true. It's, when looking at Maine.
Well, even Maine, we have a more dense forest than Maine.
So it's per square mile,
correct?
That kind of thing.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Huh.
So, I mean, what do you want to know about? Anything in particular? Is there something that's particularly interesting to you? Because, I mean, there's a lot of great points. Obviously, no personal income tax, no sales tax. Those are two biggies. The most representative electoral body in the entire, like, probably the Western world.
Right, basically. And I think that deserves a little more explanation. In New Hampshire, there are 400 representatives for 1.4 million people. So I don't know what the population of Phoenix is, but it's probably something like that. Imagine imagine 400 people representing a population of about that size. And
it breaks down to what, like 3,000 some people per representative?
Something like that. So essentially, yeah, there's no way for people to run big campaigns and keep out the competition.
Don't they get paid $100 a year?
They get paid $100 a year, so you know they're not motivated in the same way that the disgusting, slimy politicians in the other states are motivated. Mind you, politicians, plenty disgusting, plenty slimy in New Hampshire, but not motivated in the same ways.
Right, yeah, we definitely have our share of problems in New Hampshire. It is not the free state. There's a lot of work
that needs to be done. It's just the freest state.
But anybody can get elected in New Hampshire. It's not hard to run political campaigns up here. Because you're only campaigning to so many thousand people, the costs are relatively low in comparison to campaigning against politicians.
I never remember the stats. Is it one representative for every 2,000 people or
I think over 3,000, but I'm not sure. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now. But I'm looking at Arizona, by the way, where there are 90 members of the Arizona State Legislature, and that includes, I guess, both Senate and the House of Representatives.
Yeah, but what's the population of Arizona?
A lot larger.
Right. So, I mean, I was just talking about Phoenix, not cutting out all the other places in Arizona, and, you know, that's the body is still four times as large as the state legislature.
The Arizona House of Representatives has 60 members in it, so you're talking about eight times as many people almost in a whole lot more people in New Hampshire representative body than in Arizona. And the population of Arizona, I don't know that offhand, but I imagine it's several million.
What are you hoping to achieve by a move to New Hampshire?
Well, actually, it's what I'm scared of, I guess, because I've lived in Arizona for so long. A move, first of all, is generally scary anyway.
Yeah, it's pain.
So my husband wants to move there. He likes the little cities. You know, he asked me, do you want to live in a small town? Well, I'm kind of a city girl.
Yep.
And, you know, the employment here stinks. There's a lot of people that are unemployed right now. And just wanted to know if there was any more jobs available over there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Housing. New Hampshire has some of the best employment rates in the east of the Mississippi. North Dakota is kicking everybody's butt as far as employment goes right now, as well they should. There's a lot of open jobs. But New Hampshire is doing quite well.
It's the best in the Northeast.
I see signs up for them hiring. And, I mean, not fancy jobs or anything like that. But then again, I wouldn't know about the fancy jobs. I have one.
There's a guy that just moved
up
here.
Not a fancy job, just a job.
Who's a professional accountant. He got an accounting job within a week or two of moving up.
I haven't seen anybody who moves up here with the intention of getting a job that doesn't get one in 2 weeks.
Wow, that's awesome.
As long as you're, not willing to, as long as you're not choosy, I mean,
sure.
There are jobs available for sure. Just doing the numbers, by the way, running the numbers, Arizona's population, 6.4 million as of 2011, divvied out among 60 state reps. That breaks down to about 108,000 people per state rep. As far as so-called representation. So it's just a huge difference there.
So you're looking for, maybe some better work, some places where, but small cities, is that what you're targeting?
Well, that's my husband, yeah. He wants a smaller city.
Well, you have to realize the scale here is different, right? So you're from Phoenix, is that right?
I'm from Phoenix, yeah.
Okay, so the scale here is completely different, right? Like Phoenix is what, population of a million and a half, 2 million, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the largest city in New Hampshire is about a half a million, is that right, Ian?
No, 100,000 people in Manchester.
Is that so?
Okay. The county, Hillsborough County, has 400,000 people in it.
So you're talking about, I mean, this is, it seems big to us here. It's the big city, but
For you, Manchester will be a small city. But they call
chances are good you don't spend your time shooting back and forth across Phoenix trying to go to different places. You probably stay in one relatively small area.
Here's what I'd recommend. There are a couple of here's what I'd recommend, Sherry. There are a couple of great forums where you can connect directly with people that are in New Hampshire like us.
But I would love that.
They'll be able to spend more time with you than we can here on the radio.
Okay.
So go to forum.freestateproject.org. That's one of them. And the other one is forum.shiresociety.com. Those are two really great places to connect with people that are already here, and they can answer lots of your questions. And thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you here when you get here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453.
Hi, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy. I'm a mortgage lender throughout all 50 states in this great country of ours. The majority of people in the United States love the 30-year fix. We're the only country that actually has a 30-year fix. and you pay a very big price to get a low monthly payment. If you were to refinance into a $350,000 30-year fix in the low threes, it would take you 7 years to pay it down from $350,000 to $300,000. If instead you refinance into a 15-year fix in the high twos, it would only take you 2.5 years to pay it down, and in 7 years, you would pay all the way down from $350,000 to $200,000. You can't afford this kind of treatment. You must get into a better loan, and we'll show you how. Call us at 866-288-0088, 866-288-0088, or go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Until next time, I'm Roger Schlesinger, the Mortgage Minute Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, freetalklive.com has archives, and we've got a lot of them. They go all the way back to late 2006, so you can download years worth of the show if you'd like. It's all free. Go to freetalklive.com, click and download. Also, you can find our archives via our SoundCloud page, which makes it easier than ever to link to and share Free Talk Live's archives. You just go to freetalklive.com, look on the left side of the page under Listen and Share for our SoundCloud link. Click over there and then click Share on any archive you want, and it'll make it really easy to post it to your Facebook or Twitter or wherever you would like to post it. Once again, go to freetalklive.com and grab as many shows as you want, totally free.
And go to gold.freetalklive.com and order gold and silver. Lots of people picking up gold and silver, precious metals right now, either as a hedge against inflation or investment or potential barter currency and things, in case things go south. Whatever reason you feel you need precious metals, just to diversify your investments, whatever reason, you can go to get them at gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you get some of the best rates available on the internet, among the large purveyors of precious metals. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to help us with that, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, coming up here, a little bit of information about a court decision that has essentially made it completely legal for the government to do what they've already been doing, which is warrantless wiretaps, where they can listen
it's
in on...
It's so crazy, I can hardly believe it.
Really? Really, still? You're still in that state of shock over how ridiculous and outrageous the government people can be.
Yeah.
All right.
In
well,
that one. Yeah.
We'll learn more about that court decision if we get a chance, but your calls come first. Charlie's listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to 94.3 on the FM band. Hello, Charlie.
Hello. Hey. I wanted to address Sherry's thing about asking about unemployment in New Hampshire. I wanted to let her know, manufacturing is the number one economy in New Hampshire, and the manufacturers here are desperately looking for people. They don't have enough people here. Hmm. And in particular, CNC machinists, they're all over New Hampshire. They're looking for those types of people. They don't have people with those qualifications. They're looking for them. So
there are actually really jobs. I had suggested to our the lady that we were on the phone with a moment ago to visit forum.freestateproject.org as well as forum.shiresociety.com.
Mm-hmm.
These are two very active web forums, mostly populated by people in New Hampshire, and they both have jobs subsections. So those are good places to start if you're looking for work from the outside of New Hampshire. But some people say it's even easier to get the job once you're in New Hampshire, or you can kind of fool the people into thinking you're in New Hampshire by getting like a New Hampshire cell phone before you make the move. That way, when you contact the potential employers, you give them a phone number that is a New Hampshire number, so they'll think that you're here.
Yeah, I think that makes them more comfortable.
Charlie, anything else you want to share about work?
That's about it. Right.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
Another thing you can do is if you have a particular place that, town, I guess you really don't even need it. Just having a New Hampshire address will be helpful. But if you get a private mailbox that has, one of these, 1114 Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and then the box 1114, whatever, it is. So it looks like you've got a regular street address, and then you've got a telephone number, and it's going to make an employer feel better about hiring. Hiring somebody from a distance is always, people feel obligated to give you your plane rides out here and things like that. You could return around and go home. They just don't know what reasons, but it seems like employers like to hire people who are in New Hampshire more.
So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can get to this court case here in a moment, but we didn't really get into the social development network. For those of you just tuning in, we spent the bulk of the last hour of the show on a 3-minute commercial manufactured by Mentos in partnership with the Singapore government for the purpose of encouraging people to have sex and
Wait, today.
Right. To specifically have babies.
Properly, yeah.
For
right.
the purpose of expanding the population of Singapore. And, Mark, you made a great point. Why don't they just let people
to take advantage
borders?
Of the baby bonus is really what it's about.
Well, right. They're actually, so I guess they're advocating for the expansion of a welfare system, the welfare state, because
that way they can take a cut of it?
$900 stroller, Mark.
Yeah, that's what the lady's saying. I can't wait to get a $900 stroller.
Ding!
It's crazy.
Right. At the same time, the claim is the spot is being marketed to dedicated couples who are financially secure, which the lyrics belied that claim. But the Social Development Network is behind it, also known as the Social Development Unit. Now, this is a governmental body that they say works closely, this is the Wikipedia article about it, with the community and commercial sectors in Singapore to foster opportunities for singles to interact in social settings in Singapore. Besides coordinating and facilitating dating activities offered by the private sector, it also serves to educate the public on singlehood issues. Other responsibilities include providing the necessary infrastructure and support for the dating industry. So there's necessary infrastructure and support for the dating industry. Apparently our dating industry in this country doesn't know that it's necessary to have governmental support because, to my knowledge, there is none. If you want to start a dating website or start...
I mess it up badly enough. I don't need the government to screw it up anymore for me.
It's a wonder that anybody dates in Singapore with the government being involved.
It's incredible. You know, it brings me back to a phone call we received, I think, twice
on
this show.
It shows the resilience of the dating population.
Do you remember that guy, Mark, who called once upon a time, he actually called twice, with basically the same exact idea of that we should have the government run dating in this country. Remember that call?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Maybe he knew about the fact that Singapore, and I presume other countries, is this the only place? Is Singapore the only place where the government is actually, there's a dating agency? There's some sort of governmental program or scheme, as they call them in Singapore, that's to promote dating?
It is stunningly stupid.
So they already have this out there. It's worth noting that the role in the industry has not always been that of facilitating and accrediting. When it was first established in 1984 as the SDU, it functioned on its own, organizing activities for its members without the help of commercial agencies. It was in 2006 that the SDU decided on a major change in approach. It let the private sector be the main provider of matchmaking and dating services, focusing instead on accrediting and funding the private dating agencies.
Dating had come to a standstill, and they just had to turn it over to the private sector.
It was done in the hopes of creating a more vibrant dating scene and allowing singles to have more options to interact with others of different educational levels.
This just sounds nuts.
It's really creepy. I mean, you want to talk about a brave new world and having the government select your partners for you. That's literally what we're talking about here. And essentially having private proxies for the government doesn't really make it that much different. I mean, so, yeah, okay, you've moved from a government-run monopoly to a government-approved oligopoly situation where a certain limited amount of companies are able to operate in the dating marketplace with government approval and government funding. So the so-called private companies that are running in the dating market there are taking government money from the SDU. At the beginning, the activities that the former SDU organized include personal effectiveness workshops, computer courses, barbecues, dancing lessons, cruises and tours to the Maldives, Club Mediterranean, and Japan. SDU's policy then was that part of the fees for courses would be sponsored by the unit, while the full costs had to be borne by participants. However, it was discovered that the cost of the cruises were significantly below the market rates, and the participants were granted lead by their companies for the duration of the cruise. They did things like dating, wine and dine, self-enrichment, sports and recreation, travel, and more. These are the activities offered by this government agency to singles. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line, and you are invited to our website where we've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, want quick access to our live streams, go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll find them there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds, all of them free. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they are the internet's new currency. They're a digital form of currency, and you can send and receive money with them without paying any fees, without anybody being involved in your transaction at all, without anybody being able to freeze your account, without anybody being able to force chargebacks, without any governmental agencies telling you who you can do business with and with whom you cannot. And they give you 100% complete control over your money. Go to bitcoin.org. You can download the software there. You go to weusecoins.org, and that's probably the best place to start to see a video, and there's all the links there for Bitcoin at weusecoins.org. And when you want to get some Bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com, because there you can deposit cash at more than 700,000 locations worldwide, and you'll have your Bitcoins before you get home. It's bitinstant.com.
We've been talking about the social development network over in Singapore as something we came across tonight as Nemi brought in a really outrageous song that they had produced to encourage people to have sex on Singapore Day, which is happening today.
National
Singapore.
Night.
Today is in
12 hours of
tomorrow.
So that's already Thursday. Yeah.
Right. There, it's Thursday as we're speaking into our microphones tonight. And they are celebrating.
So we're morning drive in Singapore?
Yes, correct. They are celebrating their nationalism there by having sex and having more babies. Or at least that's what the government would like to happen. And they've teamed up with Mentos to make it happen. And is there a way to use Mentos in sex? Is there something? Is there like a hidden message there that you should use Mentos to?
You could use them like love beads.
Well, I know that if you put Mentos.
Oh my God! Really?
I don't know if that's safe.
I'm not recommending anything.
Oh my God!
Yet. Wow. So the
well, you asked something.
Right. I was just asking, just kind of to the universe, Mark. I didn't really expect the universe
it's rhetorical,
to respond.
Mark.
The Social Development Network.
Shoving their like coins in the slot machine.
Terrible. Asked questions file on their website. The Social Development Unit was formed in 1984 to promote marriages among graduate singles, while the Social Development Services was set up the year after to promote marriages among non-graduate singles. So it almost sounds like you've got two classes of people in Singapore where they're attempting to mold the class.
To keep them from dating together?
Right. Well, they ended up actually merging in 2009. So 20-some years later, they did merge. 25 years later, they merged the two bureaucracies. So they say the reasons for to reap economies of scale, enlarge the outreach and provide more opportunities for singles to meet. So finally, now in the 21st century, singles from the two different classes can now intermingle.
Mix.
The unit was renamed the Social Development Network in 2009. They removed the paid membership scheme and basic benefits were extended to all resident singles. The new SDN forges an extensive network of singles, resources, and partners in the private, people, and public sectors to create an overall environment conducive for singles to meet and form meaningful relationships. The vision for the Social Development Network: to promote marriages and nurture a culture where singles view marriage as one of their top life goals. Is this one of your top life goals?
Getting married and having kids?
Just the getting married part. That their vision is just about nurturing the idea of marriage.
I think relationships with people are important. I don't think getting a certificate from a government agency or a place of religion is really that important to me. No, I would not put it on the top of my goals list, no.
So it's pretty creepy. I wonder how many other countries this goes on. There's a extensive website here. I mean, these people are very... This bureaucracy has been around for three decades.
Oh, well, yeah, there's nothing like a self-perpetuating bureaucracy.
Right. And, as far as government sites go, it's not one of the ugliest ones. It looks like they've done an all right job with it. Anyway, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's creepy, though, man. You want to talk about overreach of the state. I mean, reaching into your dating life? You've got to create a profile through some sort of government-approved dating agency? That's not a rich mining information source for the government or anything like that, is it? All right, let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything you want.
It seems unlikely that Singapore, being as small as it is, could really set up the situation where it's putting a true tyranny upon its people.
What makes you think that? I mean, wouldn't a smaller country be easier to tyrannize?
I think the people could just pick up and leave. I mean, it's basically a city.
Hmm.
So if you came down, and I'm talking about real tyranny, I'm not talking about taxes or anything. I mean, yeah. For one thing, they've got low taxes.
Well, if you're worried that people are going to leave, that's when you build a fence and keep them in like they do in North Korea.
Apparently, you want them to stay in there and hump like pigs in a pen.
Well, all I'm telling you is just because it's a small place doesn't mean there aren't tyrannies. I mean, there's little tyrants all around this world in smaller countries than this. So
yeah, you'd have to put up a fence. You're right.
And North Korea has done that.
Indeed. But Singapore is a hub of trade. Putting up a fence would then get rid of whatever money they get from that.
Well, they could create a new bureaucracy like the TSA or ICE.
I'm just saying that it seems unlikely.
I think that's a ridiculous statement. Let's continue with Zach listening in Bradenton.
Man.
You're on Free Talk Live. Zach.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, everyone knows about the shooting that happened during the Dark Knight premiere last week. Well, just recently, a man in Ohio felt that because of that happening, that he felt that he needed to arm himself, to protect himself in case something like that were to happen again, right?
Right.
So he brought with himself a few knives and it looks like a sidearm, and he open carried. And he was one of the first people in the theater. And to some people, that looked like a little suspicious. So the police were called. And they kind of raided the movie theater and kind of scared the living H out of everybody and forced them out of the theater because the man simply wanted to protect himself in the case of another kind of an emergency.
Now, wait, what state was this?
Ohio.
This was in Ohio.
Okay.
And
so is open carry legal in Ohio?
I didn't see anywhere in the article that said he was actually breaking any crime or breaking any laws, committing a crime.
You know, this is one of the complaints about open carry, and I don't think it's entirely misplaced, is that, you know, a lot of people are disturbed by guns. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a handgun really is around for, I guess, two things, killing humans and killing bears. I mean, really, that's really probably the best reasons to have a handgun. Can you think of any other reason?
You could kill an alligator with one.
Yeah, you could probably, yeah, you're right, you could kill an alligator with it. So, large creatures, say over 200 pounds,
yeah.
And most of those that you meet on a daily basis tend to be human. And so, I mean, I can understand why people are disturbed by open carry, and I just wonder, what's this guy's motivation for not having concealed carry, if that was, you know, if
maybe he didn't have himself. Maybe he didn't have a permit for concealed carry.
Yeah, he probably would have made it through the movie.
I get where you're coming from, Mark, but some people feel like they're very law-abiding, and they wouldn't feel right about, you know, carrying concealed without the actual permit, because then it's probably a felony charge or something like
that. It is in New Hampshire. Yep.
It's a felony in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
I thought it was a violation to concealed carry without a permit.
No. And it's a felony.
Wow. I'm shocked by that.
To conceal carry?
Yeah, I was under the impression that was not the case. Well, anyway, so, Zach, you were just bringing that up to show the overreaction of people?
Yeah, just to show the overarching reach of the state when people try to, you know, protect themselves instead of calling the police after the fact, you know, when everyone's already dead.
I heard you. Now, was it the theater's, was it their policy to have no guns in the theater?
It doesn't say anywhere that it was the theater's policy. It just said that some people were alarmed that he was carrying a gun.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I have something else to add, if I can.
By the way, for people that are considering a move to New Hampshire, if you're alarmed by people carrying guns, you really shouldn't move to New Hampshire.
Correct.
There's a lot of open carry that goes on here. I see.
There's a lot of concealed carry. There's even more concealed carry.
I wouldn't doubt it. And I recommend concealed carry in most instances, because sometimes open carry can disturb people.
Zach, your other thoughts?
Oh, I just want to add, this is in contrast to in Florida, where you couldn't open carry even if you wanted to in any regard.
Really?
Yeah, you can only open carry in Florida if you're going to or from hunting, fishing, or camping.
Wow.
That's correct.
And I just want to add one last thing. You are going to be joining us on our new radio show, Decline the State, after Free Talk Live ends at 10 p.m.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I'm going to be on an internet radio program. Where do people go to listen to that?
DeclineFM.com. We are a little group of people who came together on Reddit, on the anarcho-capitalist subreddit. And we have anarcho-capitalist volunteerist views, and just want to invite anyone to come listen.
So, yeah, I'll be on there after 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight at DeclineFM.com. Thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old, old free, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
Send your dog.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. There's just enough time for you and your thoughts if you get the call in right now, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there for free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you are invited to support the program by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $3 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations, and also getting more coverage around the world. Russia Today, RT, has placed a report on their YouTube channel, and that means it's also running on RT, about our very own Ademo Freeman, who is a co-host on this radio program when he's not in a jail cell, which is where he is right now, awaiting a court trial where he's facing 21 years in prison for recording government bureaucrats in the course of them doing their duties, and or allegedly recording them. So RT did a 7-plus-minute report. I actually didn't have time to watch it. I got a heads-up on it shortly before the program tonight. They interviewed Pete Ayer, who we had on last night on this program. They interviewed him by Skype, I believe. And so they had Pete talking right from the Keene Activity Center on RT this afternoon, which
wow.
is great.
Nice.
You can't tell it's the Keene Activity Center. It's just he's got a cop block stuff behind him, but that's where he is. And so this is blown up. I mean, WikiLeaks has tweeted about it. You have Huffington Post has a major, incredibly popular, well-liked article with over 1,000 comments as of last night.
The number one CNNI report of all time.
That's right. And so this is blowing up. There's, you know,
it's going to be a lot of pressure on the bureaucrats here in New Hampshire
sure.
to do what's right.
Well, we'll see about that, and we'll let you know as the situation develops with the demo. Just wanted to give you a quick update there. In other news, according to Wired.com, and Mark, you brought a similar story in here. I don't know what source
RT.
You had on RT one. This one's from Wired, and it says here that the federal government may spy on Americans' communications without warrants and without fear of being sued, according to Federal Appeals Court on Tuesday in a decision reversing the first and only case that had successfully challenged George Bush's once secret terrorist surveillance program. The case effectively brings it to an end the plaintiff's ongoing attempts to hold the executive branch responsible for intercepting telephone conversations without judicial authorization, according to a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The case concerned a lower court decision in which two American attorneys who were working with a now-defunct Islamic foundation were awarded more than $20,000 each in damages and their lawyers $2.5 million in legal fees after a tortured legal battle where they proved that they were spied on without warrants. They sued under domestic spying laws Congress adopted in the wake of Richard Nixon's Watergate scandal. The government appealed their victory, and the appeals court Tuesday dismissed the suit and the damages. John Eisenberg, the lawyer for the two attorneys, said he may request the court to reconsider its decision with a larger panel of judges.
A lawyer for two attorneys.
Or petition the Supreme Court. He said in a phone interview the case was the only chance to litigate and hold anybody accountable for the warrantless wiretapping programming, or for the program. As illegal as it was, it evaded accountability. San Francisco-based appeals court ruled that when Congress wrote the law regulating eavesdropping on Americans and spies, it never waived sovereign immunity in the section prohibiting targeting Americans without warrants. That means Congress did not allow for aggrieved Americans to sue the government, even if their constitutional rights were being violated by the United States, breaching its own wiretapping laws. So just to be clear, sovereign immunity means that government guys can do whatever the hell they want to do, and you can't do anything about it. So even if they are breaking their own wiretapping laws, they have sovereign immunity. So therefore, they're essentially doing what's illegal legally, if that makes any sense.
Right.
It's the insane world legally.
It's not legal. It's just punishmentless.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, this is illegal, and we will shake our finger at you and go,
we'll come over there and do absolutely nothing about it.
Right. I mean, that's, I mean, if how can, I mean, how many laws that you break don't have a punishment?
Under this scheme, this according to the judge writing for the majority on the court, she said that the man can bring a suit for damages against the United States for use of the collected information, but cannot bring suit against the government for collection of the information itself. Although such a structure may seem anomalous and even unfair, the policy judgment is one for Congress, not the courts. Court during oral arguments expressed concern that it may reach this result. During those arguments, another judge noted the law spells out that those who are illegally spied upon may seek monetary damages, but if Congress did not intend for the government to be sued, it would make the remedy illusory, whatever that means. The court did not comment on the spying allegations of those involved in the case. It also dismissed claims against the FBI director, Robert Mueller, saying that there was not enough evidence linking him to the spy program that the Bush administration adopted in the wake of the 2001 terror attacks. Subsequently, Congress authorized Bush's spy program in 2008, 5 years after the illegal wiretapping involved in this case. So, as usual, after the fact, after they've already done things that are illegal, the Congress will go ahead and, after it's all said and done, make it legal later on. They'll just retroactively make everything they've done that's illegal, legal.
It's fine. Yeah. No big deal.
But, you can get some accountability through the courts. Don't worry. Go ahead and hire an attorney and, work through the court system, and then you'll get your you'll get your decision that'll be pro-freedom. Sure. Sure it will. That's what everybody tells us.
And that's the thing, is I see all of this, and I think it's beyond hope. I think it's beyond repair. I don't think there's anyone that can get in there and do anything to actually fix this and restore some sense of integrity or dignity or common decency or some sense of servitude. The government is supposed to be there as a servant, not a dictator. It's supposed to be, really.
That's what people think, but I don't see any evidence of
it. Well, I think it was the initial intent.
Do you really think that's true?
I certainly don't. Not when I have a cop pulling me over for a broken plate light when he damn well can read my plate from the same amount of distance with one plate light as he can with two.
But no, I mean the initial intent. It seems to me that there were a bunch of people like Alexander Hamilton that absolutely were in favor of a strong central government and central bank and things like that right out the gate. So it seems like the initial intent was to create the framework for a new tyranny.
Well, the government, the story behind government is that it's there to protect the individual, to protect the rights, to protect society as a whole.
Sure, but big claims require big evidence, and there's no claim. There's no evidence for that claim.
At this point, you don't need any evidence. You know, so many people believe it that it's, you know, just...
Right, but all the evidence is to the contrary. The government is actually here to control and to tell you how to live your life and to tell you what to do and not to do and to extract as much money as they can feasibly extract from you.
Depends on how you define government. If government's an agency that is intended to keep you safe, then okay, then that's a great thing. If government is the state, if government has to be a monolithic, top-down organization that's only a minor tweak to the old tried and true autocracy that we've had for that we've had for thousands of years. I mean, really, is there really a difference between having a king and then switching out a king every 4 years, 4 to 8 years?
Well, you have 535 kings now. Congratulations.
Come on. I mean, at this point, the president's gotten so large and so powerful that he just hands down an executive order whenever he feels like passing his own law. And this didn't start with Obama. I'm certainly not just bashing Obama on this. I'll bash them all.
Obama's so, Bush the Third.
Essentially, you essentially have a king in their court at this point. You can vote a new one in every time, assuming that the votes aren't rigged with the Diebold machines, and I don't know that one way or the other, but I can tell you that your vote doesn't count for much. In most states, and you only can have a statewide vote because it's 50 statewide votes, not one national vote for president. In most states, they win by tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of votes. Are you telling me your one vote for or against whatever politician that won by 100,000 votes matters? If you take that one vote away, or the vote of every one of your family, or the vote of every one of your friends that you talk to in a week, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of the election. So don't pretend like your vote counts.
So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line. I share your concerns, Nimmy. There is nothing that can be done. And anybody that thinks that some rally in D.C. is going to fix things, or electing Ron Paul is going to fix things, is absolutely deluded and completely unaware of how things work there. Ron Paul, yeah, it'd be great if he got elected. Yeah,
sure
he
would.
Could probably end the wars in a short moment and pardon people from the insane prison system. So he could definitely, make a small dent, but ultimately he doesn't have the ability to completely turn around the ship of state. He doesn't have that level of influence over all the bureaucracies and the unions and the representatives and senators and all the politically entrenched lobbyists and all of that. There's no changing the direction that D.C. is going.
Right. Everybody's in it for themselves, and it's not ever going to get any better. I really don't believe it.
That's why the only solution is to secede as soon as possible and to start talking about secession.
Can we just push Washington, D.C. out into the Potomac? I mean, really, do we all
like
have
reverse,
to separate? Can't we just
secession?
Go to them?
Reverse secession?
I don't want anything to do with California. I really don't.
Or Mass. Come on.
Right. Massachusetts. I mean, Texas. I'm not interested in the mindsets in a lot of these places. The New Hampshire has a certain state of mind, and the people here, at least.
That's right. That
granite state of mind. And
Rock
it's something
on.
Special. So I want to keep it that way, if possible. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
to manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.